Morning. I'm surprised y'all let me come back and talk to you again after the first time. Well, with the scripture reading, I just wanted to make you aware of the fact that my favorite Bible verse comes from the book of Jeremiah. Now, we kind of ended with that the last time I filled this pulpit, but I wanted to begin with it because it applies to everything that I see each and every day. Jeremiah 51:17. All mankind is stupid and devoid of knowledge. Every goldsmith is put to shame by his idols, for his molten images are deceitful, and there is no breath in them. Each one of us is guilty of making our own idols, whether it's fame, fortune, money, maybe popularity, anything that you can think of. My caution today is that you don't put those things in front of God. Because we're in a time right now that is very crucial, I think, to the church. There has been a great falling away towards the things of the world rather than the things of God. I know that a lot of people have called for revival. Revival starts with each individual. It doesn't start with a huge group. It starts in the individual heart. And in the individual heart, we have to decide that we're going to give all of our time, our glory, everything that we have to our Savior, to the worship of God, rather than to the things of man. Now, God was trying to warn the nation of Israel about what was going to come if they didn't straighten up and do what they were supposed to do. Now, was he just talking to the nation of Israel, or was he talking to us? Every word in the Bible is the inspired word of God, written down. And it's written down for our benefit. It helped them, but it's timeless. It goes throughout each and every generation. God was speaking to us, even though he was using Jeremiah, talking to the Israelites, he was speaking to us. That we need to be aware of what's going on and turn from the wicked ways. Now, I told you that this church has had great teaching from its inception. But there's a lot of churches that have started to fall away from the truth. I want to make you aware. I want you to be the ones that hold us accountable, that we continue to follow the word and not wander off from it. Okay. We stand on a crumbling wall and have watched the storm, the stones of the enemy. Who's the enemy? Satan. You could call him the world. Because everything that we see in society today seems to be contrary to the word of God. And it's getting worse each and every day. I can only speak for me, but I stand up against it. I don't support it with my dollars. I don't support it with my time. I am here to try and help others see the fact that we need to turn away from the world and turn back to God. Okay, in Ephesians 6, verse 12 and 13, my wife told me the last time I needed to give people more time to turn to it in their Bible. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in heavenly places. We're not fighting against people. We're fighting against ideologies. I have one single focus. Jesus Christ. Your focus is on other things. I would ask you to examine yourself to see if you need to change the way you're thinking. What you're holding up first. We watched the stones meet against the wall and we didn't say anything. I'm here saying something today. Galatians 5, 22 and 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things, there is no law. There was one fruit of the Spirit I didn't see that seems to be rampant in the church. I didn't catch the fruit of be quiet. We're not told to be quiet. Actually, we're told to speak out. In 2 Timothy 1:7, takes a little while to find 2 Timothy, not a real big book. We're told, for God has not given, the key word here is us, a spirit of timidity, but of power and of love and of discipline. Discipline isn't punishment. Discipline is a path that you follow. The path that I choose to follow, that this church has chosen to follow, is the path laid out by Jesus Christ. Believe in Him by faith that we may be redeemed, that we might go live in heaven with our Father and our Savior. We have to stand firm. So I'm going to go to Ephesians 6 again and say, stand firm, therefore, having girded your loins with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. In addition to all, taking up the shield of faith, with which you will be able to extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. All of us have received the Word of God. A lot of us carry it with us, whether it's in the Bible or on our phones, our tablets, our computers. I would invite you to get into it closer and deeper each and every day. As I shared with you last time, as I write the word down from the Bible, I do close examination of those words, what God was telling the people, me. Because I can't speak to you any other word than the word that He has given me through His disciplining of me. He disciples me every day. When I read His word, I am convicted in a different avenue each and every day. I know that I have many weaknesses. I have a few strengths. Mostly it's weaknesses, because His strength is perfected through my weakness. It's time to take our position on the wall, to stand up, to be counted, and to say no. In the book of Ezekiel, chapter 22, and verse 30, I searched for a man among them who would stand up on the wall and stand in the gap before me for the land, so that I would not destroy it. But I found no one. Now he's talking about the nation of Israel, but he's also talking about the land that has come to be known as the United States. We're losing the United States to all the different agendas that are being showcased today. Gospel message is starting to be watered down, depleted. When do we say it no longer is the gospel message? We need to be aware of all the things that are going on in society. Our job, we are the church. Each individual, we are to perform a particular task as part of the body of Christ. Now, not all are teachers, not all are apostles, not all are prophets. But everybody can pray. Everybody can witness. I see the kids out there. They can witness to their friends on the playground. They can witness by their actions and their words. I would caution parents to be very aware of what your children, grandchildren are seeing each and every day. The pressures that are on them. We have shootings from time to time, and they say, well, why didn't somebody say something? Well, we have found out, all mankind is stupid and devoid of knowledge, that there is no crime until it's been committed. We can't say anything about somebody having mental illness because of HIPAA rules. We have found out who the enemy is, like Pogo Possum. He is us. Because we have turned to our own understanding. We need to turn to the understanding that's tried and true. The understanding of our Lord and Savior. Okay. What condition is God going to find His creation in when He returns? But he thinks that he went off and he's not coming back. Nope. He's got other duties. He's taking care of business today. He has left us in charge of his creation. We're supposed to be good stewards. He's left us with. I'm here to tell you, even as this small group, we're falling down. Can we be better stewards? Yes. I can be a better person. He's working on me every day. Hard to see it sometimes, but I'm trying, and he's very patient. The road back to obedience starts today. Right here, in this place, and it starts with me. Because I can't be obedient for you, but I can be obedient to His Word. And I can encourage you to be obedient. I can convict you. I'm not going to point my finger. I'm going to try not to point my finger and say, you're doing wrong. I'm going to try and point the finger at me. I'll share with you what I've done wrong and how He has helped me. I would implore each of you to share with each other your weaknesses, your encouragement for each other, because it helps all of us. We are the body of Christ. His Word is truth and did not and will not change. In 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 1 and 2, an even more obscure book. It's hard to find. But false prophets also arose among the people, just as there will be also false teachers among you who will secretly induce destructive heresies, even denying the master who bought them, bringing swift destruction upon themselves. Many will follow their sensuality. Because of them, the way of truth will be maligned. I see that happening today. It was happening in the first century church. Why would we think it wouldn't be present today? Gospel is clear. Jesus Christ, God's own Son, died on the cross to take away the sins of the world. Only through faith in what He did on that cross can you be saved. I can't save you. I might be able to help you find the path to salvation. I can't do anything aside from Him. As a member of the leadership of this church, I want you to hold me accountable, us accountable. And I'm speaking for other elders in this church, teachers, members. That's only going to happen as you divide the scripture, that you study the Word of God yourself, so that as God reveals things to you, that you can help others. I wish to stand strong. I wish for this church to stand strong, to be a center point for all those around this area. So, accountability is hard. It's hard for somebody to come and tell you what you're doing is wrong, but that's what we need. Okay? Don't need to add to the scripture, and we don't need to take anything away from it. It is complete. We are not getting new prophetic additions each day. God said all He needed to say. Now, as Steve has said, there may be individual. That's God convicting you of where you fall short. You may have to knock on the door and tell you, don't do that. And it may come in the form of your neighbor telling you that. But a lot of times, it comes in the form of God just talking to you and saying, you know that what you're doing is wrong. God talks to us each and every day, not only in His Word, but in our thoughts. And our job is to carry that message forward. Jeremiah 2, verse 19. Your own wickedness will correct you, and your apostasies will reprove you. Know, therefore, and see that it is evil and bitter for your sake. The Lord your God and the dread of Him is not in you. We know when we do wrong. God has placed that knowledge in us. You notice the word apostasies. Well, apostasy is rebellion or abandonment. God's Word. And we want to stay in line with God's Word so that we may glorify Him through all that we do. 2 Chronicles 7:14. I know Susan's busy writing over there. "And my people who are called by my name, humble themselves and pray, and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sin, and I will hear their land." Land, He's going to bring revival to the land when the people realize what they're doing is wicked. When they bow down and ask forgiveness, that's where revival comes from. I mentioned stewardship. Stewardship is taking care of business, being the overseer, doing what we're supposed to do. We stewards of. Stewardship starts out very early in the Bible. This morning I was teaching from Genesis chapter 1 to the kids in the back. And it just so it aligns with what this message is about. Stewardship. Verse 26 of Genesis 1. "Then God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them rule over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the sky, over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." You notice? Have dominion of, oversee, would also be good word. God created man in His own image. In the image of God, He created him, male and female. That doesn't sound like that's cool with society today. He created them. God blessed them, and God said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the earth and subdue it, and rule over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the sky, and over every living thing that moves on the earth." Then God said, "Behold, I have given you every plant yielding seed that is on the surface of the earth, and every tree which has fruit yielding seed, it shall be food for you, and to every beast of the earth, and to every bird of the sky, to everything that moves on the earth which has life, I have given every green plant for food." And it was so. And God saw that all He had made, and behold, it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day. So the idea of stewardship is from the sixth day of creation. We have been giving charge over God's creation. We need to be adherent to that duty that we've been given by God. Over everything, He has given us dominion. The earth, we don't seem to be doing too well with it. We've become too used to ease. I've been to the local Walmart to see somebody get ready to leave their parking spot and open the door and set a bag of trash out on the parking lot and drive off. Not being a good steward. Seeing people get angry at other drivers, I'm guilty. Not being a good steward. Our problem is not with our fellow man. Our problem is with our own heart. We have to examine our heart we have to be sure that as we are witnesses for our Lord and Savior, that we're good witnesses. Now, I've just touched on the idea of stewardship, but we're running out of time. I read a list of 13 things that should be considered for good. I can read the list to you. I think we can probably eliminate one, seeing to widows and orphans. But I was going to read them to you and prepare for my next time to fill the pulpit, if you'll have me back, and we can examine some of these. Number one, on duties of the church, equip the saints. Steve does a good job of that. Submitting to one another. Kind of got an issue there. Here was number three, caring for widows and orphans. We've done lousy at that. The government has stepped in, for the most part, taking care of it. Provide for the physical needs of those that have physical needs. We're not doing too well at that. Collective worship. Those of us that show up on Sunday, we got that one down, right? We show up to give God the glory and the honor and the praise that is due Him. Confessing sins and accountability. That accountability part is what I want you to do for me. Hold me accountable. I can't hold you accountable, but you can hold me accountable. You have my permission. We don't confess our sins too well because if we follow society, there aren't a whole lot of sins to confess, are there? If we want crime rates to fall in the city of Amarillo, Texas, we just redefine what crime is. Then all of a sudden, there is no crime. Well, if you got no crime, you don't need any police, right? How well is that working? Not too well. Reading and studying the Scripture. We do that very well. Rightly dividing the word of truth. I think we get an A-plus there, too. Discipleship. Yeah, we might fall down to a B. We try to help each other along, but only those who need help will accept help, right? Serving one another in love. I'm guilty of serving others grudgingly. Okay? I serve my church brothers and sisters with love, but not always do I serve with love. Here's a big one: protecting the gospel. Let's not water it down. The Word of God is the Word of God. We don't need to change it. Hindering false teachers and deception. We don't have them here, but I know they're alive and well in other places. I want to leave you with those thoughts where you might need to improve. I could improve in every one of them. But we all need to improve together. Would you bow with me in prayer? Thank you, Father, for your word. We know that your word is complete. Your word is convicting. Your word is holy. Lord, we just wish that we understood better what holy is. We stand so far from holiness that we can't comprehend it. We just ask, Lord, that you would draw us closer to you, that your gospel message would be untarnished, that anyone who does not believe in what Jesus Christ did on that cross, that they would come to you today and accept the free gift of salvation. Jesus died for every sin committed by everyone. We just ask that they would know that and they would turn from their wicked ways and embrace your Son. We ask this in Jesus Christ's holy and precious name. Amen.